This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Just Insanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. It's a little bright in here. 855-732-55. Don't we have enough brightness out here in Southern California now? All that sun and heat, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. The Brad Dinkins is going to join us right after the break. And we're going to talk about the, you know, opening of the churches, some of the pastors that are still being brought, I won't say to trial, but they're still being persecuted, if you would, for lack of a better term, right? And, man, I'm starting to watch some things. I was talking about this the other day. We're watching some things crack, and it's wonderful. And it's about time. And to my Christian brothers and sisters, stop sitting back trying to get along. They don't want to get along with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a boatload you can do up there. Boatload you can get involved. You like that boatload? Depends on the size of the boat, right? Whether that really means anything. But 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You really do have a lot you can engage with. You have a lot you can get involved with on the website. We're going to talk later on in the show, too, about how the social media giants, the boneheads, the biggies, as they were sitting in Congress telling them how they did not take things, get in the way of conservatives on Twitter and Facebook and all of them. While the thing was going on, they were pulling down pages. Right? I mean, these people are serious. It's not a joke. This is real stuff for these people. I don't. Is it a sickness? I mean, seriously, is it a sickness with these people? Is it not sickness from a standpoint that's in their DNA, so you really can't call them sick? It's just there. I don't know. It does drive me out of my mind to a degree, because we all know that they know better, and they know to a big degree. They know exactly what they're doing. Let's just be honest about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can't bring myself to watch the DNC convention, or like I like to call it, the Lie Fest. Come on, seriously. When you look at this stuff, what else are you going to call it? It is nothing more than a bashing Trump fest, where they turn around and start talking about how much free stuff you're going to get. Come on, you know that's true, right? But listen to what they're saying. Listen to what's going on. Well, don't do that. I'm not afraid you're going to switch sides. I'm just afraid you're going to get really, 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 really sick. And I don't want to do that to you. Look, I do this for a living. When I try to listen to them, I can't do it. I can't put up with all the lies. And the funny thing about it is you have black people getting up there. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to get on you guys. You have black people getting up out there talking about Joe Biden like he has been for them forever. He has not. Do your homework. Look up his stuff that they hate that interweb. Right? I've been telling you this, I've been telling you guys this for years. They hate the interweb because they can't scrub it. They can't get it clean enough to get away from their sins. It's almost like it's chiseled in granite. And I'm good with that. They deserve to have to speak to it. They deserve to have to deal with it. Now, I love this. This stuff just excites me to no end. So you know those what is it? Trump loves hate or hate? What is it? Hate, love, Trump's hate. Yeah. Right? That's what they run around saying all the time. But can somebody who has a friend that's a really hardcore Democrat, could you get me one of their dictionaries? Because Robert Trump died this weekend. Okay? Human being. If you've been listening to my show for any length of time, when Obama was president, I used to say all the time, I don't like the guy. I don't like his decisions. I don't like the way he carries himself. I don't like the guy. I don't want anything to happen to him. Okay? And not because I was afraid of what was going to come out of it, because he was a human being. He is a human being. Now don't get nuts on me in the chat room. He's a human being. I don't like a lot about him, but he doesn't deserve to be tortured, die, whatever. He's got kids. He's got a wife that loves him. He's got family that loves him, I'm sure, somewhere. But you know what I'm saying? So Trump's brother died. What do we have to put up with? We have to put up with tweets from the loving left that say the wrong Trump died. From the loving left. From the compassionate left. From the caring left. They are hypocrites. These are lies. And they are hypocrites. And I've been doing stuff to poke them on my own personal page. I don't do politics on my personal page. But it seems like I can put up the most innocent of memes and they show up because they want to try to goat me into doing something. And so I've decided to heck with them. I'll poke it right back at them. And I know some of the trolls listen to me. I am done with you. All right? I am done with you. No holds barred. Nothing held back. You know, some of you that are fully behind, you're running for school boards, and you're fully behind the sexual education, I'm going to buy billboards with your picture on it, and with you pointing at it going, I'm good with this, and we need to teach your kids. People need to see what you think. You're not going to be able to hide anymore. We don't have basements in California, so good luck with that. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I haven't even started the show yet, and I need a drink. I mean, I don't even drink, and I need a drink. How do you like that? I'll explain that in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on, a lot to catch up on, a lot to untangle, because I don't know if many of you, we were talking about this last week when apparently a lower court judge said that the churches here in California could meet. There were certain guidelines that they had to deal with, but the bottom line with it was that they had a right to meet based on what else was going on in and around the state. And somehow they got changed over the weekend. Why there had to be an emergency, whatever, it had to be something. But you know what? I don't have a clue, and you guys know it. That's why I bring Brad Dacus on from Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on with me because, you know, he's got a clue. I don't. Brad, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean that. You've got the clue. So initially last week, everybody was overjoyed because, explain, there was a lower court ruling that it was okay or that for the churches to meet, and then, I don't know, walk me through it.
Yeah, here's what happened. A judge at the lower court ruled, first, he granted a temporary restraining order against the church being able to meet, and then we had the TRO, last for so many days. Then we had another judge kick in and say, okay, no, you can meet. I'm not going to extend the TRO of the other judge. You can't meet. You can meet. Go ahead. You can meet. And then, as we suspected, the LA County appealed it, filed a writ, it's actually a writ to the appellate court. And the appellate court, Saturday night, came down with their decision, saying, no, you can't meet. Well, of course, the church had their church service anyway the next morning. Most people hadn't even heard about that. But my understanding is that Dr. John MacArthur has decided we're going to meet, and no matter what, we're going to meet. We're not going to surrender our religious freedom. This is ridiculous, and we've complied. We're now on the sixth month of being prevented from gathering and worshiping according to our beliefs. This is an essential activity. It's not a non-essential. It's essential. And if the government, if Caesar doesn't recognize it, so be it. God's the head of our house, of our church, and we're going to follow God and pay whatever persecution comes our way. And that's the resolve, Joe, of hundreds of churches now in California moving forward.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You've been dealing with them more and more and more, and is that what you're getting from them? Are they like, we're tired of this, we're going to meet, can you protect us?
Yeah, exactly. And we will defend them and we'll protect them without charge. We have a pastor who's been criminally prosecuted in the Bay Area, him and his church. We're defending that church, and I'm confident in the end I think we're going to prevail. And we've already prevailed in civil court for some churches, but a lot of churches though are having a church service outdoors because an outdoor service is safe territory. They can't constitutionally be attacked because they allow outdoor protests and demonstrations. They know the state, Gavin Newsom knew he didn't have a chance to try to shut down the outdoor services. So those are allowed. And they can have as many as they want, and that's easy. But many churches though are saying, "Hey, that doesn't work for us. We're an urban church. We don't have 10 acres or the room, extra parking area to have an outdoor service. We have no choice. It's either meet indoors or don't have church." And they're saying, "We're going to meet indoors and have church. We'll be safe. We'll be reasonable. We'll have distance. We'll have masks. Yada yada. But we're going to have church because we've waited long enough, and there's too big a price that people are paying mentally, emotionally, and spiritually not to do so."
Yeah, again, I keep looking at this stuff, reading these stories, and they come across my desk pretty quick, and people send them to me, and I'm trying to work through them, for all intents and purposes. So, I look at this stuff, and I say, think of everything that they're taking away from us. Everything and anything that gets us together for any length of time, they're taking away from us. You know what I'm saying? It just never stops,
right. Yeah.
Whether it's church or whether, any of those things, whether it's church or getting together just to come together for dinner, come together as a family, small Bible study at home, sports, getting our kids back at school, everything that keeps us together, talking against them to a degree, they're pushing to tear us apart on. Right?
Yeah. Yes. I've never seen more oppression of freedom of speech and liberty than we have here in our society today, in our country today. A large part of it is these government tyrants who are abusing their authority and oppressing our rights on one hand. On the other hand, which is a whole other discussion, are the social media giants that are also suppressing and twisting and have become a huge nightmare for those of us who appreciate free speech and the free exchange of ideas and thoughts. So We have seen a lot, and we're dealing with a lot. The latter is one that's more difficult because it's the private sector. And how do we deal with those, like utility companies and, you know, public, you know, quasi-public entities? But the former is much more obvious, where that's the government, and the government is directly bound by the First Amendment and the First Amendment rights that people have against the government.
But Brad, you know, and I've had these conversations with you and some of my other buddies. We keep throwing out the Constitution. We keep talking about the Constitution. They're bound by the First Amendment. If we don't have anybody enforcing the First Amendment, if we don't have the Supreme Court backing up the First Amendment, the only choice is going to be at some point in time, it's going to pop. It's going to be a revolution of some kind. Because they don't matter, even though they're on paper, even though we revere the Constitution and laws, they don't matter if nobody's enforcing them, correct?
You are correct. You know, in fact, you know, the Soviet Union, and even modern-day Russia, in their constitution, they have some really wonderful language. If you read it, you think, oh, what a wonderful place to live. But they don't enforce it. They don't take it seriously.
No.
And unfortunately, that's the United States today. Chief Justice Roberts, it was a huge disappointment. You know, he should have respected, you know, the ability for churches to be treated equally, the same as restaurants and other entities. And instead, he, in his decision, you know, narrowed the protection down to like kind of businesses, not demanding the proof of a compelling state interest for that distinguishment between the others and why they're allowing restaurants versus churches, discarded that by. And that's been a real problem moving forward. But we're going to continue litigating. We're going to continue fighting this.
Well, we got so much more to talk about on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins with Pacific Justice Institute, going nowhere. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recent storms took a big chunk out of the state of Iowa.
Winds
from 80 to 110 miles per hour have carved a path of destruction through over half of Iowa's really great counties.
The president noted he has authorized federal aid to Iowa, and FEMA is on the ground in Iowa as well. President Trump then heading off to Yuma, Arizona, where he received the endorsement from the National Border Patrol Council.
The Biden plan would unleash a flood of illegal immigration like the world has never seen. It's crazy. It must be defeated, and it will be defeated on November 3rd.
Day two of the national convention about to get underway. Former President Bill Clinton is expected to call out President Trump for consistently blaming others for his own mistakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys watching the Dementia Live Fest that's going on right now? At the Democrat, well, I don't know what to call it, right? It's the Dementia Lie Convention or whatever. I don't know. That's all I've heard so far. I can listen to about 30 seconds of it after Trump, and follow Trump. We're wonderful. We're great. We're at the level of gods, and they're terrible. I mean, that's really great convention they got going on. Still don't know what they're going to do other than turn us into a total socialist nation, or try anyway. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to bring my guests back. Always enjoy when Brad Dacus is on with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, why don't you tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is about, how they can help, how they can get involved?
Oh, you bet. They can go to our website, pji.org. And if they do, they can sign up to get our weekly legal insider. We're talking about cases and things happening that they're not going to hear from mainline media most of the time. So, but they're real cases dealing with religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life, and basic civil liberties, and how we fight tyranny. We have over 50 cases in active litigation. So we're on the front lines. If people want to know what's going on the front lines on a weekly basis with a short update, go to our website. And then while they're there, they can also, of course, support our work. We really appreciate those who are monthly supporters. You know, even 5, 10, 25 bucks a month, that is huge to us. That's what we're about. It's a team. We really appreciate people who join our team in enabling us to serve so many. We have offices now from coast to coast. We have more offices than any other organization of our kind in helping people who don't just take our high profile. We make sure everyone gets help. We're very unique. So, anyway, so that's what my elevator speech on it, but I appreciate it. And if they go to our website, pji.org, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, when we have that up on the website, we have you know what? I got to tell you something, people. You always complain, how do I do this? I can't afford that, or I can't make this happen. I don't know who to call. Well, pji.org. Go check it out. Write it down. Get involved. Understand. And if you don't need them now, that doesn't mean somebody else doesn't need them. You're always asking me how you can help certain, you know, what groups you back. How can you help? This is a group you can help. This is a group that's actually doing something. All right, Brad, let's talk about the Supreme Court for a second, okay? And I'm gonna do a little finger wagging at you, my buddy Rick Green, and a few other guys that I'm close with. You know, I mean, we were so sure that Chief Justice Roberts was going to take this and run with it. Now that he had two more conservatives on that on SCOTUS and nothing. We're still sitting on the same pins and needles that we were sitting on when Obama was president. I can't even get his name out of my mouth.
Yeah, you're right. Roberts has been a big disappointment. I think he has. I think he's actually very insecure, and he is very conscious of how he's perceived. So he goes out of his way to go to the left, to the right, to show that he's moderate, that he's that the liberals can't pinhole him as being a right wing person. No, he's moderate. He's even keel. He's not political like he was telling Trump. He's not, you know, we're not political. So I think, unfortunately, we've got a psychological barrier that is he's bound to keep him from actually being the justice that he was earlier, and that's very problematic. That's why this November is probably going to be the key, really the decider for many generations to come, whether or not we're going to have law and order, whether or not we're going to have a religious freedom, whether or not churches in the future and synagogues are going to be able to be shut down for months upon months on the whims of zealous liberal leftist governors. And the reason is because we're one vote away from a justice to say you can't shut down churches and have other entities like restaurants and pot shops and liquor stores open. You can't do that. We had four justices on the Supreme Court say that we fell one short, and Roberts is the one who went to the left. If Ginsburg is replaced, and that may happen this year or maybe in the next administration, then that will decide the future leaning of the court when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. There's so much hanging right now in this election on this issue, and I think there's a very good chance that Justice Ginsburg will not be on the court. And there'll be an opening even possibly prior to November 3rd. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying there's a good chance that that may be the case. And so that's why people need to understand that the stakes are very high, and a lot of it really does boil down to this election, whether or not we're going to have our Constitution respected or just torn up and watered down, and just like the Soviet Union and other countries in the past have done with their quote-unquote civil rights and their constitution.
I have a friend of mine that when she started to see what was going down with the sex ed at the schools and a few other things, she has a very large Christian email list. So she started sending out information on what was going on and what have you, and she's got people jumping off the list now. People that have been on it for years. Because they want to know why she's politicizing everything. And I said, listen, either listen to the show or pick up some of these shows that I've already done on this situation. Your Christian friends that think you're politicizing abortion or same-sex marriage or anything along those lines don't know what a Bible is. They couldn't find one to save their lives. You know, Joey B. says he's a good Catholic, yet he's 100% for abortion pretty much anytime on demand and for free. Camilla, she's decided that, you know, selling body parts was just fine. And if you try to catch her in the lie, if you try to catch her buddies doing that, she's going to come after you and not them for breaking the law. These are corrupt people, aren't they?
Very corrupt and very disingenuous. And very opposed to anyone that has a Judeo-Christian worldview, or even people who just have a mainline kind of understanding of right and wrong, appreciating of law and order, of not wanting unborn babies to be killed all the way up to the ninth month and have their torn limb from limb and then have their body parts sold by Planned Parenthood to a third party. I mean, entities. This is what they stand for. And then they're also very politically very extreme. Kamala Harris, you know, was actually dubbed to be more liberal than Bernie Sanders, as far as based on how she actually voted and what she supported. She's extremely liberal. And whereas most Americans now, almost 6 out of 10 polls do not believe that if Biden is elected, that he will live served out his full 4 years, that he'll be replaced by Kamala Harris in his first term. And if that's the case, if 6 out of 10 believe that, they need to realize then when they vote for him, they're voting for the extremely leftist politician, more leftist than Bernie Sanders, according to objective analysts who look at how they actually voted. So, and what they support. So it's a very stark contrast. The good news is it is a stark contrast. So Americans have a clear decision. Are we going to become a socialist state, a cold-hearted state to fundamental rights and civil liberties like religious freedom, sanctity of life, and things like this, that salutes crime? Or are we going to have one that's for law and order, for fundamental civil rights, civil liberties, and freedom and opportunity? It's night and day, and I'm just surprised that the polls are even as close as they are, because I know mainstream America doesn't want to give up all our freedoms and liberties and opportunities, and everything has been built up, and economically it's been built up incredibly by this present administration.
Well, I love how they tried to spin it that, you know, he's thrown everything in the tank. He didn't move fast enough. I'm going to talk about that later on, you know, with the coronavirus. And the reality is it's been the Dems keeping all this from happening, all of it.
Right.
And you know,
right.
I love when they say, well, he's a president. He just needs to sign an executive order. You mean like the ones that you sue him on? The ones you stop him on? You know, Nancy Pelosi called an emergency meeting to come back because she wanted to promote a fake story. And yet she can't come back to help people get the aid, the financial aid that they need to keep moving on.
And what's really sad is the fake stories.
Yeah.
They can do that because CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, these leftist networks are playing into it completely without even exposing the fact these are lies. You know, this is not happening. We're not. You know, what they say is taking place, the mailbox are all being torn down secretly. It's a lie. And in fact, President Obama removed 12,000 public mailboxes. 12,000. And no one said anything to him. So this is all protocol that is being done anyway. So it's ridiculous.
He put kids in cages. Nobody said a word. Right? I mean,
right.
Seriously,
right.
You think about it. All right, we got to get going. Joe Mesidi, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up from Brad after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Thanks.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I want the DNC to do their roll call vote for Joe Biden, right? Well, what do they... This is kind of funny. What are you going to have? Somebody put up their finger and go, yeah, I'm voting for Alfred E. Newman. I mean, who else is there? Joe Biden's the only one up there. And this is like a shocker. You're going to have this big celebration. Oh, my God, he pulled it off. Pulled what off? Everybody backed out months ago, including Joe. He went and hid in the basement for a while. All right, I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down. It's healthier for me. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. I always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
You know, I want to finish, you know, I didn't finish it off with you when I had you on before in the last segment, but, you know, I was talking about Joe Biden and Carmella, and, you know, she, for our Christian / conservative friends that are listening, and you don't believe in abortion, and you believe that God holds every life in high esteem and cherishes every life, you couldn't have two worse people for the sanctity of life, for the protection of unborn children. And Carmella will help Planned Parenthood break the law of selling body parts. She doesn't care.
Right. And Planned, Yeah, and Planned Parenthood, many people don't even know this, but Planned Parenthood targets black communities, just like Margaret Sanger would have wanted them to, because Margaret Sanger, her purpose was to limit the black population, because she thought blacks were inferior. So that's the founder of Planned Parenthood. That's not me saying that. That's her saying that. I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Did she believe that? So she started Planned Parenthood to, the purpose was to limit the population for minorities, particularly for blacks. And although she used a different term, I'm not going to use it. But then today, today's society, that was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has followed through with that. And they focus on black communities. And in fact, one in two, 50% of all black babies are killed, are murdered. Unborn babies, black babies are murdered. And part of that is because Planned Parenthood targets the black communities, and they're pushed by, and Planned Parenthood is financially supported and encouraged and beefed up by the likes of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has been very tight, has a very tight relationship with Planned Parenthood, and is in favor. And when it came time to them selling body parts, after they killed an unborn baby, the little hands, little feet, et cetera, they would, sell body parts, and Kamala Harris, instead of going after them, she went after the couple that exposed that with videotaping. So she's very, very, very dangerous. She's for complete socialized medicine, and at least until she changed her mind. She's for she was a co-author of the Green New Deal. Even Bernie Sanders didn't co-sponsor that. She did, though. That's how radical she is. The Green New Deal is insane. It will destroy life as we know it in America. And it's so that's what she is. She's given into, and then her, of course, her court appointments will be disastrous, along with Joe Biden. Joe Biden won't really know what he's doing. But he has the people around him, including Kamala Harris, are very leftist extremists. Unfortunately, that's what we see. And he'll basically be doing what they tell him to do because, as we know, he likely has early dementia.
You know, when our founding fathers said that our Constitution was basically for a righteous and holy people, look at where we're at today. And I tell people all the time, when they kind of tell me I'm over the top and getting worried about little things, they didn't take all these rights away from us. They didn't become this loony overnight. This took decades. You know, prayer gone, and can't bring the Bible to school, or you have a hard time bringing the Bible to school. Teachers can't have it on their desk, or they get beat up by staff and others. I mean, think about that. They're doing everything they can. Even before this, they did everything they could to keep God, a mention of God or anything about God, out of the schools. I read an interesting stat the other day that I guess there are faith-based jails or prisons. That's what I got out of it when I was reading it, or prisons that allow more faith-based teachings. Those prisons have a recidivism rate of 12 to 14%, where the other prisons that don't have any of that have a recidivism rate in the mid to high 70s. I mean, let's look at that. How come nobody's looking at that? Well, I know why they.
Well, in red states, are friendly, like Texas, are friendly to privatize faith-based prisons that deal with real deep issues and really help transformation take place. Blue states like California, they don't allow those. Those are they don't work. They don't allow those in California. So, and that's real important because. These private prisons that these companies do, the private prisons that allow faith in there and real transformation, my understanding, what I've read, there's two main companies that do that. They are likely going to be completely shut down if Biden is elected president. And we're going to have increased crime, increased murders and deaths from those who don't have transformation and really don't address their issues. So spiritually and morally and mentally. So that's what America does. Of course, we already have a spiking of murders and crimes in these cities that are controlled by these leftist Democrats. Every single city is controlled by a leftist Democrat. that is beholden to this agenda. We could see this as a national problem if this becomes a federal policies, ordering all law enforcement, FBI, CIA, to stand down, to kneel, to back off and let them burn your buildings, let them burn your cities, let them burn your government buildings. That, unfortunately, I think is where we're headed based upon how they've responded at a level of dealing with all these cities and some of these states.
And it's all Trump's fault, you know. When you talk to the people, not the people, when you talk to the electeds in Portland and Seattle and other places, you hear that, you know, Trump's threat to send troops in is what caused this. Well, wait a minute. You were rioting before he got there. After he said he wouldn't send them in or pulled them out, whatever it was, you were still rioting. You told your people. So you're just lying to us. You're lying on a regular basis. I can't think of the young lady's name. She's running for the Elijah Cummings seat out of Baltimore. And she is doing what we should have been doing decades ago, which is taking the camera into the streets of Baltimore, doing her commercial, walking those streets and saying, look at this place. This has been on a Democrat rule for 53 years. No Republican has been here. It's gotten worse for the people, not better. You can't live in any of these places. I mean, she just runs it down and shows it. We don't do that because we want to play nice. I don't play nice.
Right. Yeah. We have in Baltimore, Detroit. These cities that are have just gone way down, and they're not even safe to live in. They're not even what you call Western civilization because they're such high crime and dangerous.
Right.
Another threat we're going to be taking on, I want to make sure I mention this to the parents out there.
Yep.
And that's what's going on in the government schools. The radical leftist sex ed, LGBTQ, all the way down to the kindergarten level. Parents don't understand what's actually now been mandated. Every single school at every grade level has to teach in California. And then it's not just in California. 17 other cities are already copying this, including Fort Worth, Texas, Austin, Texas, this radical curriculum. Well, we're blowing the lid off of it. We're exposing it Friday on our website. People can register to watch the film. It's going to be debut on Friday. From 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., I believe it is, but they have to register beforehand. It's free. But it's a documentary, and it is shocking. It's mature audience only for adults. It's got graphic material. It's got pictures, but it's what the children are seeing. So we're not adding anything to it, but it's so bad. It's mature audiences only. That is the garbage where it's documented word for word what they're teaching the kids, the pictures, the diagrams.
Wow.
And if they go to our website, pji.org, they can register and they can get the link and they can watch it on Friday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. They need to send this information out because when parents watch this, I can't see how any of them, with any good conscience at all, would not want their children to go to a government public school. The good news is at the end of it, we have an epilogue talking about alternatives, which is going to be very liberating for parents and very exciting for them to know.
They're already seeing it. They're already seeing some of the stuff the schools are teaching. I got email after email after email on it. And it's just amazing. So pji.org, pji.org. Brad, have you heard about the young boy in Texas whose dad's been fighting for years because mom, who's a psychologist, says that he's really a girl? He's only like 8 years old or 9 years old. Have you read about that one?
Yes.
And
it's tragic.
But I can't believe the fight stops there. He should be able to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, shouldn't he? Quickly.
Yeah, he should. Right. He should. And if he asked us for representation, I know we'd help him. We rescued one woman, young teenage girl, who's going to be taken from her parents in Northern California.
I got to love
him.
Forced to
have a gender change.
I got
to
let him know that. All right, listen, we got to get rolling here. God bless. God bless for what you're doing. I know it's a lot of work, especially here in California. You can have, 117,000 attorneys to help fight what's going on here. Appreciate you very much, Brad. People, pji.org, pji.org. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Come on back. Heat up the coffee. I do during the break, and then come on back here. All right.